Much like the questions I pose at the end of each episode, this week's episodes are for reflection. And reflection, by definition, is to give serious thought or consideration. Every day this week, you will hear moments from previous episodes that I hope help you to find space and time throughout your day for positive thoughts as we reflect together. And now on to today's episode. One of the hardest things in life is finding people you can trust. To trust someone is to give over certainty in exchange for believing this person is who they say they are. To be able to trust someone takes a lot of courage. Even something as simple as a trust fall, which is like a team building activity where someone intentionally falls backward and then they trust the other members of the group to catch them before they fall. Even this requires a great degree of vulnerability. Because in a trust fall scenario, you're literally putting the entire weight of your body in someone else's hands. Trusting someone with what you're feeling can feel the same way, if not even harder. Even when we've known the person for years, and even if we've been able to trust them in the past, sometimes the question still arises, will they still be there to catch me when I need them the most? When the weight of gravity is about to take me down, can I trust them to be there? Perhaps there are no easy step-by-step ways to find a way to trust someone. But maybe when you are looking for people you can trust in your life, you can remember you are allowed to do these three things. Number one, you are allowed to learn from past relationships and friendships. Learn from your own story. Learn from the times when someone betrayed you or exploited your story for their own benefit. If it was difficult to go through that back then, you probably don't want your future self going through that either. So ask yourself, what are the red flags I have learned to look out for? What makes me uncomfortable that I am no longer willing to tolerate or accept? Number two, you are allowed to pace yourself in new relationships. Beautiful things take time, including new relationships and friendships. And a part of knowing that things take time is realizing that if you're getting to know someone and you don't like the way things are headed, you don't have to stay there just because you've already invested time. You're allowed to turn around and go in a different direction. You're allowed to pay attention to how your body feels in real time when you're with them. You're allowed to create boundaries or take breaks from sharing with a certain person as you figure out how you feel. Letting someone into intimate space of your life takes time, and it must be earned. Give it time. Number three, you are allowed to let your circle be unapologetically small right now, if it needs to be. If you have one person you feel like you can trust with your story, that's good right now. You can desire to have more meaningful connections while cherishing the ones you already have. Cherish it, knowing that to trust someone else and share intimate space with anyone at all is a huge step. So continue to breathe deep and remember that beautiful things take time, including meaningful relationships in your life. If you've struggled with trusting in the past, you don't have to pressure yourself to dive into the deep end again right now. Even if you really enjoy someone's presence and you enjoy how you feel around them, you're allowed to pace yourself through everything. Letting someone in is a process, and the fact that you are conscious of this being a process is a sign that you're growing in patience and grace in your life. You're learning how to trust 1 year of your life at a time. You're learning how to trust one experience at a time. So give yourself permission to pace yourself here. Good things take time, including learning to trust other people. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Make a list of 3 to 5 things. What have you learned about trust over the past few years? Thank you again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.